The first feature today comes from a regular weekly column written by Sharon Griffiths. She's been thinking about planning for old age, and she's come up with some unusual suggestions. Here is Retrack Raborty with Sharon's column.
So how are you going to fund your old age? Amanda Barry, aged 82, has a novel approach. She's in the Big Brother house and says she has two good reasons for doing Celebrity Big Brother. Firstly, she says it stops her from thinking about dying, always good. Secondly, the handsome fee will help pay her future care home costs. Forward planning, very sensible. Doing something new at 82 is also good too. But instead of bickering lucratively on camera with the likes of Anne Widdecombe and Rachel Johnson, the rest of us are left with the much more boring option of actually working and saving money or filling a pension pot. For years, I've diligently paid thousands upon thousands into a private pension. For the piddling little amount I'll get back from it, I should have been better spending it on lottery tickets or holidays or gin. I'm determined to live until I'm 120, just to get my money back. Bitter, me, yes. Or we could be a little like the mother in Taiwan, who's looking forward to a very comfortable old age because she has a wizard wheeze. She sued her son for the cost of bringing him up. Amazingly, the court ordered him to pay her more than £500,000 to reimburse her for what she spent on his living costs and education. Now, why didn't we think of that? Now, think of all the things you've spent on bringing up your children. Just imagine getting all that money back. To any normal parent, the idea is, of course, ridiculous. Most of us would give our last penny to help our children, not grab it back. Shows we've got a lot to learn. Apparently, when her sons were 20, the Taiwanese mother made them sign a contract agreeing to give her 60% of their disposable income in her old age. One son paid up, the other, a dentist, didn't. And that's why now at 41, he's had to divvy up more than 22 million Taiwanese dollars to his mother. So much for the bank of mum and dad. Apparently, Taiwan has a strong tradition of family supporting aged relatives, but current generations are less likely to be bothered. So there's pressure for a law actually forcing people to look after elderly parents. But as for getting all your money back, the closest I got was when I was writing vast cheques for the boys' university tuition fees, student rent, etc. Senior son said cheerfully, "It means we'll get good jobs so that when you're in a care home, we'll be able to keep you in gin." I guess I'll settle for that. You can always tell when I'm stressed because my house is sparkling. Taps gleam, windows shine, all known germs are dead. There are no heaps of ironing about to topple over on the landing. It's all been put away. Even the chaos of bills and letters dumped on top of the microwave have been sorted and dealt with. Cleaning is the perfect displacement activity. Just ask Lady Macbeth. Years ago, when my husband was rushed to hospital in the middle of the night and I couldn't go with him because of the two small children, I stayed up cleaning until dawn, scrubbing, polishing, taking down curtains to wash, shampooing carpets, wiping skirting boards. When you have no control over stuff going on in your life, controlling your surroundings and making them the best they can be, it's both calming and satisfying, as well as a great distraction for all that adrenaline, and quite possibly staves off madness. I've idly thought of writing a book about it, but now a Japanese monk has beaten me to it. A Monk's Guide to a Clean House and Mind makes absolute sense to me. Shuke Matsumoto seems to work on the principle that if your windows are cloudy, then your mind is too. And that calm and order are balm to a troubled soul. True, he suggests doing housework for 3 hours a day and starting at the crack of dawn, but that's monks for you. But in times of stress, creating an unnaturally clean house can be a strange sort of bonus, but it won't help you fund your old age.